The Sky Over the Berg, Eclipse Day, Meteor Night. From the Real Berg News Editorial Desk. 2 days ago, this desk wrote that the whole country was talking about the sun and the Berg hadn't looked up yet. Consider the gap closed. Today, August 12th, is the biggest sky day of the year, and the second half of it belongs to anyone in Fredericksburg with a lawn chair and a little patience. The eclipse comes first, but not for us. This afternoon, the moon's shadow crosses Greenland, Iceland, and northern Spain in a strip about 180 miles wide. Reykjavik goes dark at 5:48 p.m. their time. Valencia at 8:32 p.m. theirs. It is the first total solar eclipse to touch mainland Europe since 1999, and it does not touch Virginia at all. The Berg watches by wire. Totality peaks around 1:46 p.m. our time. NASA and Time and Date both carry live streams. Pull one up on a lunch break, and you can watch day turn to night over the North Atlantic from a booth on Caroline Street. No glasses required from this side of the ocean. The screen takes the risk for you. Then the sky pays the Berg back. Here's the part nobody should sleep through. An eclipse can only happen at new moon, which means tonight there is no moon at all. And tonight is the peak of the Perseid meteor shower, the brightest shower of the year, on its one night, over a perfectly dark sky. That coincidence has sky watchers calling this one of the best stargazing nights of 2026. Where to stand for blocks from wherever you are? Get away from I-95 corridor glow, a dark field, a river bend, anywhere the horizon isn't orange. Look northeast after 11 p.m. and just wait. The meteors come to you. No telescope, no app, no ticket. The forecasters' models put this year's rate at up to a few dozen an hour under dark skies. Modest by Perseid legend, but every one of them is a piece of a comet burning up 40 miles over your head. The sun gets eclipsed over Spain at lunch. The sky falls over Fredericksburg by midnight. Same moon, working both shifts. The honest fine print. The numbers, stated plainly, totality lasts at most 2 minutes 18 seconds over the Atlantic near Iceland. NASA has the map. The live stream runs at time and date. The Perseides broad peak runs tonight into tomorrow's pre-dawn, best after 11 p.m. The International Meteor Organization's models suggest 2026 runs lighter than legend. Call it dozens an hour, not hundreds, with a stronger year forecast for 2027. The moon is new tonight, which is the whole gift. What is fall? You'll actually see. Cloud cover is the only villain left. If the forecast breaks wrong, the meteors run a few more nights past the peak, dimmer but stubborn. Bottom line, the Berg doesn't get the eclipse. The Berg gets the better ticket, a moonless meteor peak, free from any dark patch of grass in Spotsylvania or Stafford. Take a kid. Take a thermos. If you catch a good one, send a tip. The desk collects falling stars.